Rough lettering on the box knife's case, written in what looked like black nail polish, proclaimed, "Pizza or Death." A long nail, its base carefully wrapped in layers of athletic adhesive tape, was sheathed in the hexagonal plastic casing of a ballpoint pen at his side. He must have lifted the boots from a Ken doll, or maybe a vintage G.I. Joe. "You've grown," I said, bemused.
"Yes, my lord,"
Toot Toot barked. I arched an eyebrow. "Is that the box knife I gave you?"
"Yes, my lord,"
he shrilled.
"This is my box knife. There are many who like it, but this one is mine."
Toot's words were crisply precise, and I realized he was imitating the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket. I throttled the sudden smile trying to fight its way onto my face. It looked like he was taking it seriously, and I didn't want to crush his tiny feelings. What the hell? I could play along. "At ease, soldier."
"My lord,"
he said. He saluted by slapping the heel of his hand against his forehead and then buzzed a quick circle around the donut, staring at it intently.
"That,"
he declared, in a voice much more like his usual one,
"is a donut. Is it my donut, Harry?"
"It could be," I said. "I'm offering it as payment." Toot shrugged disinterestedly, but the pixie's dragonfly wings buzzed in excitement.
"For what?"
"Information," I said. I jerked my head at the fallen building. There was a seriously large sigil working done in and around that building several hours ago. I need to know anything the little folk know about what happened. A little flattery never hurt. And when I need information from the little folk, you're the best there is, Toot. His pepto-armored chest swelled up a bit with pride.
"Many of my people are beholden to you for freeing them from the Pale Hunters, Harry. Some of them have joined the Zalord's Guard."
Pizza Lord was the title some of the little folk had bestowed on me, largely because I provided them with a weekly bribe of pizza. Most don't know it, even in my circles, but the little folk are everywhere, and they see a lot more than anyone expects. My policy of mozzarella-driven goodwill had secured the affections of a lot of the locals. When I demanded that a sometime ally of mine set free several score of the folk who had been captured, I'd risen even higher in their collective estimation. Even so, Zalord's Guard was a new one on me. "I have a guard?" I asked. Toot threw out his chest.
"Of course! Who do you think keeps the dread beast mister from killing the brownies when they come to clean up your apartment? We do! Who lays low the mice and rats and ugly big spiders who might crawl into your bed and nibble on your toes? We do! Fear not, Zalord! Neither the foulest of rats nor the cleverest of insects shall disturb your home while we draw breath."
I hadn't realized that in addition to the cleaning service, I'd acquired an exterminator, too. Handy as hell, though, now that I thought about it. There were things in my lab that wouldn't react well to becoming rodent nest material. "Outstanding," I told him. "But do you want the donut or not?" Toot Toot didn't even answer. He just shot off down the alleyway like a runaway paper lantern, but so quickly that he left falling snow drifting in contrail spirals in his wake. Typically speaking, fairies get things done in a hurry, when they want to, at any rate. Even so, I'd barely had time to hum through "When You Wish Upon a Star" before Toot Toot returned. The edges of the sphere of light around him had changed color, flushing into an agitated scarlet.
"Run!"
Toot Toot piped as he streaked down the alley.
"Run, my lord!"
I blinked. Of all the things I'd imagined hearing from the little fae on his return, that had not been on my list.
"Run!"
he shrilled, whirling in panicked circles around my head. My brain was still processing. "What about the donut?" I asked, like an idiot. Toot Toot zipped over to me, set his shoulders against my forehead, and pushed for all he was worth. He was stronger than he looked. I had to take a step back or be overbalanced.
"Forget the donut!"
he shouted.
"Run, my lord!"
Forget the donut? That, more than anything, jarred me into motion. Toot Toot was not the sort to give in to panic. For that matter, the little fae had always seemed to be not ignorant so much as innocent of the realization of danger. He'd always been oblivious to danger in the past when there was mortal food on the line. In the silence of the snowy evening, I heard a sound coming from the far end of the alley. Footsteps, quiet and slow.